Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about Election Day and a lot of things going on.
A headline late yesterday, a Court of Appeals judge saying that your administrative order about banning open carry at polling places can't go into effect. I know the Attorney General has said she plans to appeal that ruling. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Attorney General will appeal. As the state chief election officer, I have a very clear supervisory role in elections, and that includes ensuring our polling places are calm sanctuaries where citizens can exercise their right to vote free from any threat or intimidation. So I'll continue to do everything I can within my authority to protect every voter in the state, and that work, will proceed regardless of other things happening, because my job is simply to make sure every voter can cast their ballot on Election Day.
And we have a lot to talk about, and I don't want to dwell on this too much, but the criticism has been is that open carry is a state law, and what you proposed is essentially an administrative order, and thus that's the issue there. I mean, I know you have this responsibility, as you've said, but how does that trump the law?
The chief election officer for the state of Michigan, I oftentimes, in partnership with our clerks, issue regulations and guidance for how election operations happen in our state. And when you have a unique moment that we're in, there are, violent threats being made against lawmakers, against, other areas of the state, it's very important that we can assure voters that they'll be safe and secure on Election Day, in the same way that you can't campaign in a precinct. You can't take photos of other voters because that's seen as intimidating. There are lots of ways.
So the intention is good. We just really don't know where it's going to head at this point, but we are just a week away, or less than a week away from Election Day, and a lot of folks have already cast their ballots. But for those that are looking at doing either early voting or mail-in voting now, I mean, it's getting kind of late to do a mail-in.
Yes, and we have told voters that if you do have your ballot, we want you to return it at your local drop-off or at your local clerk's office. It's simply too late to rely on the mail. And if you still want to vote absentee but have not yet picked up your ballot, instead of requesting it be mailed to you, we're encouraging people to go to your township or city clerk's office to pick it up and in that way ensure that you receive and return your ballot on time.
So there were so many people that have requested an absentee ballot, but I know I've talked to some voters who they requested an absentee ballot, they received it, and now, for whatever reason, they want to go in on the day of and cast their ballot. What would you tell those folks?
Well, first, I encourage everyone to go to michigan.gov/vote with their questions, and a lot of information is available through that portal, including where your local precinct is and the location for your township or city clerk. Now, that said, if you have a ballot in hand and you've changed your mind, you want to vote in person, you can do that by bringing that ballot to the precinct on Election Day, surrendering it at that time, signing an affidavit indicating that you're handing that over, and then you'll get a ballot to vote right then and there in the precinct.
But it is key that you bring that absentee ballot with you. We're not talking about applications. We're talking about the actual ballot itself, that you bring it with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a ballot swap is what you're saying.
In your absentee ballot. And we have a record of ballots that have been both requested and received, and so that helps us track who's already turned in your ballot. Now, if you have turned in your ballot and you've changed your mind, you have an option there as well. You can actually go to your clerk's office up until Monday at 4 p.m. and request that that ballot be spoiled and get a new ballot or vote in person at the precinct as well.
And then, one final thing I want to ask you about, there's been a lot said during this election about election fraud, specifically ballot fraud from your position as the Secretary of State. What are the numbers? What is the actuality of ballot fraud taking place?
Well, the data shows exactly that fraud is minimal, if not infinitesimal and non-existent. But the bottom line is we have protocols in place to catch fraud if it happens. And those protocols are effective not only in helping us secure the process. For example, no ballot is counted unless it's in an envelope with a signature that matches a signature we have on file. We're now at the point where we want to make sure on the other end that no ballot vote gets rejected because there's no signature match. And that's why we're encouraging citizens to track their ballots if they vote absentee and make sure it's been received, or contact their clerk to confirm their identity if for some reason that signature does not do so. And so those protocols have been time-tested. They've been in place for a number of years, and they've worked to ensure if fraud does occur, we catch it and hold people accountable.
All right. And once again, the website, people can go and track their ballots and get all the other information?
Michigan.gov/vote.
All right. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, thanks for joining us this morning. Looking forward to a smooth election day come Tuesday.